The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Catholic Charities is having their 29th annual Irish Fest Gala event that takes place on Friday, February 26th. On the phone with me, I have Otis Salid, who's the director and choreographer of the festivities for the Irish Fest Gala, and Annette Tanner, who is the writer of Broadway Dreams, who also has contributed to this huge event. And thank you both for joining me today.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Annette, let me start with you out of the gate. What is your contribution to this? How is this show going to look and be, and what are we going to see?
Well, you know, Catholic Charities has participated in really an evolving story over the 96 years that they've been around. But in particular, last year in 2020, the pandemic really saw Catholic Charities come to the forefront and provide in ways and serve people. I think something like 156,000 people actually served in 2020. They stepped up in the pandemic, and they stepped up in a way that sort of inspired people from all over. And I come, you know, from an industry that has been shut down for almost a year and potentially could be closed for, you know, the foreseeable future, certainly this year. So it's important that Catholic Charities and organizations like that are in the visible eye of people around the world as they see the great work that they do for industries like mine and helping people get through this crazy time. So we stepped up and said, what can we do together and how can we help some of these artists? And so we have an amazing array of Broadway talent that is going to be performing at the Irish Fest this year.
Otis, you're the director and the choreographer. How did you approach this, and what are some of the fun things we can expect to see this year?
Well, the thing that we thought we should try to make happen is to have everyone smile, to make it a celebration of what Catholic Charity is and what it does. You know, I'm not a Catholic, but that doesn't matter for Catholic Charity. You know, Catholic Charity serves all. And because of that, and because of our industry, we wanted to make a really significant contribution and bring everything that we know and everything that we do and everything that we've done. We just wanted to bring all of our expertise to Catholic Charities. You know, I've done every major award show known on in the entertainment, from the Academy Awards to the Grammys. I've done them all. And so what we wanted to do here is bring all that we know to the Catholic Charities fundraising gala and just, you know, put a smile on everyone's face. You know, the Catholic Charities gives no matter who you are, what religion, race, creed, color, it doesn't matter. It really makes a difference, not only in our industry, but to all people of Omaha.
Yeah, and I think, Mike, it feels good to do good, and that's something that we've learned and that I think people are learning all over, whether they donate their time or they are able to donate resources for organizations like this.
And really locking into how we can make a difference. We all have to step forward and make a difference.
You had mentioned before, Annette, that 156,000 people served across 23 counties here in Nebraska. And talked to Father Mike Eckley last week, and he had mentioned that usually about 250,000 pounds of food provided through the two food pantries, and it's already been almost 1.4 million pounds of food have been provided already. So when you talk about stepping up, there's an opportunity through this live stream experience that you guys have written and choreographed and directed and are presenting to everyone. There's the opportunity to helping people who simply need food or simply need a place to go because there's domestic violence in their situation or that kind of thing, right?
Yes. And you know, the thing is that people are typically, a lot of people are saying to us, look, we're zoomed out. So for us, for Otis and I, we tried to think outside the box. How can we make this something that people will want to attend? Because Being a part of something like this event not only will be an evening of entertainment in the comfort of your own home, you're lucky to have a home. There are a lot of people that you know, that don't have that have to have emergency shelter in some way, or you know, are suffering through all sorts of travesties is more and more and more. So I think there's a way in which we all need to figure out how do we participate in giving back. And giving back in this way is going to not be something that is exhausting for you to watch for Irish Fest. It's going to be something that you enjoy, but actually inspire, we hope, to actually reach, dig deep, and to give during the course of the show.
You know, and every dollar counts. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. A dollar, $5, $10, all of it counts.
CCOmaha.org is the website to go to for all the information you'll need, not only about Catholic Charities, but about the 29th Annual Irish Fest Gala event as well. It's Friday, February 26th. Otis Salid is the director and choreographer, and Annette Tanner is the writer, Broadway Dreams. Thank you both so much for your time today on Live and Local.